It's anointed. I had a sermon ready to go, but we're not going to hear it. I'm going to read the scripture to you. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost minister to you. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutations of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. I think a lot of times when we read that, we think she rehearsed her whole testimony. But she didn't. She came into the house and she saluted Elizabeth, which means she honored her. And once she was in the house, she just greeted her. And the word salutation leaves the impression of emotions being involved, which means embraced. So not only did she come in and salute her, but her salutation carried emotion with it. She didn't give her her testimony. She just loved on her when she walked in. And then Elizabeth, by the Holy Spirit, she was filled first with the Holy Spirit, and then she spake out with a loud voice, saying, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth is already called Jesus Lord. The amazing part about this is, if this was today, they'd be called fetuses. One of them just a few days or less older, and the other one 6 months. But in God's eyes, they're not a fetus. They're actually having emotion. Babies are jumping full of joy from womb to womb. They're blessing each other. See, a lot of us sometimes we get to a point where we think we might be a mistake. We think sometimes that how could God use us? We let the world discourage us and beat us up. But God never planned on it being that way. Every one of us in this room, God knew you from your mother's womb. It's personal to Him. You're not a mistake. You're not an inconvenience. You're not something that nobody wanted. Because there was a God that knew you were coming. And He wanted you. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of the things which were told unto the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord. And in Psalm 69:30, it talks about we magnify the Lord with thanksgiving. Amazing part about what Mary said in verse 47, And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Mary separated the two. She said, My spirit is already rejoiced. I've been rejoicing from the moment I heard this. My spirit is recreated. My spirit is brand new. But now I choose by my soul to magnify God. Some of us, you think, especially in our church, we're emotional sometimes. We dance and carry on or laugh and sing and raise our hand. But what we've done, we've made a choice for our soul to magnify God. Because each and every one of you, if you're born again in this room, your spirit hath already rejoiced. The minute you got saved, your spirit was created of the joy that God said that was coming, the good news of peace and goodwill toward all men. Your spirit is created of a good God. So here, a lot of times, our spirit rejoices, but our soul chooses to magnify God. Mary's telling me that they're separate, that both can have their own independent action of each other. But when our soul lines up with our spirit on the inside of us, there's going to be manifestations of the joy that will come upon us. So here's what I want to say to you as a church today. I'm going to have the house lights come up in a minute. And I want each and every one of you that feel like the service ministered to you specifically about a new commitment unto God, or if you've never asked Jesus to be Lord of your life, when the lights come on, I just want you to stand where you're at. And I'm going to pray over you that the Spirit of God multiply peace and grace unto you this year and over this holidays. And I believe you're going to reach a point of joy like never before over your holidays, because a gift from heaven came down to restore man into that joy and that peace. And he's a good God who loves you. And you're not a mistake. You're not a mishap. Our God knew you from the moment of conception. He loves you, and he's got something for you in this life. And over this holiday, I'm believing God will be magnified in your life, and that your soul will lift him up over the holidays. Not that God can end any bigger than he is, but he'll become so real to you that he gets bigger to you in your soul. Glory to God. If you would, turn the house lights on for me. First invitation before I pray over one that's standing is there anyone who's never accepted Jesus Christ as a gift from a loving God, has never joined the family of heaven and earth and the family of love? If you've never called Jesus Lord of your life, would you raise your hand? Anybody? Sons and daughters of God, I'm fixing to pray over you. And I believe by your standing that you're saying to God that I'm going to magnify you in my life. I'm going to let my soul rejoice in you. I'm going to let my spirit rejoice in you. And that I'm going to be thankful for who you are and the love and the joy and the peace that you have brought into my life and the changes in my life. By you standing, you're saying, Lord, multiply more grace and peace unto me and pour your goodness out on me. I'll take as much as I can stand, and I will exalt you and magnify you in my life. Father, I thank you for this service from the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for loving us so much that you would give us the gift of life, the gift of a son who would cause us to become sons and daughters of God. Through his blood and through his sacrifice, Father. Father, I believe that grace and peace is going to be multiplied to each and every one here, Father. I declare a blessing over their holidays. Father, I declare a new hunger and a thirst for you like never before in their life. Father, I declare that they're going to magnify you in their soul. They're going to rejoice in their spirit like never before because of the good tidings of great joy and the gift of love that you've bestowed upon them. But Father, they're going to magnify you in their soul, their mind and their will and their emotion like never before this year, Father, will line up with your word. They'll become doers of your word. They'll be graced and anointed as sons and daughters of God like never before in their life, Father. Father, you see them. Holy Spirit, this is your service. Give unto them what they're expecting. Give unto them what they're believing for. For with you, nothing is impossible. Thank you for loving us from the womb of our mothers, from the moment of conception. Thank you, Father. We magnify your name, Jehovah. And we magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory to God. Pastor, as you close, hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this service.